Good afternoon, folks, and welcome. It's time to break free. I will be your host for the hour, David Matthew Rock, coming to you live from the constitutional carry state of Arizona via the Patriot broadcast from the trenches, 89.5 FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, Hal Apino's channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and many more micro-broadcasts and webcasts from around the world. Take the time to check out the number one source for Patriot news on the web at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. If you'd like to contact me via email, I can be reached at DavidMatthewRock@gmail.com. This is a live call-in program. Coming up and share your thoughts and experiences. Unlike the mainstream media, listener participation is appreciated. The call-in number is 641-715-3610. Once connected, you will be asked for the conference room number, which is 220029 in the pound sign. Hit star 6 to unmute. It is 1:02 p.m. Arizona Mountain Time. It's 102 degrees in Casa Grande, Arizona, sunny with 16% humidity. I woke this morning and checked my local Ministries of Truth, only to find in both Maricopa and Pima counties, Arizona, stories broke involving two separate incidents where public school faculty have been accused of sexual misconduct. We will get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our sponsors.
Calling all the clans together, calling all the clans together, calling all the clans together, brothers come a running. Calling south and north together, calling west and east together, calling all the clans together, brother come a running. Can't afford to be a bit of sleeping. Can't you see the reaper reaping? Brothers come a run. Never mind the shells are flying. Never mind the dead and dying. Can't you hear the piper piping? Brother come a run. Come a running fast. Come a running hard. Running for all you worth. Come a running through the gates of hell itself and let the devil take the hindmost.
We're gonna be
calling all the clan together. Calling all the clan together.
Calling all the clan together.
Brothers come running.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
It's time to break free, live on PBFTT, September 6th, 2017. I'm your host, David Matthew Rock. Thank you for joining me. Okay, so this morning when I woke up, I found a couple articles on sexual misconduct in public school with the faculty, and we'll get into that in just a minute. I had something interesting happen to me this morning. I was out walking the dog, and this is the first time this has ever happened. I was out walking the next-door neighbor's dog, going around the block, and all of a sudden I see a German Shepherd up in somebody's driveway and not fenced in. So I just continued to walk past the house or whatever. The German Shepherd came out and started biting on the dog that I was walking. Now, like I said, this is my next-door neighbor's dog. Her name's Zena. She's a 75-pound husky Malamute mix, so she's no joke. This dog bit her right on the neck, and she started, like, squealing and freaking out. And I quickly pulled her away, and I was just getting ready to kick this dog in the face. It took about 2 seconds, and the dog backed off. Okay, so then I continued to back away, watching the dog the whole time, and the dog started to come up again. I grabbed my pistol. I pulled it halfway out of my pocket. I had my full grip on it with one hand or whatever, and the dog was smart enough just to not keep pushing the issue. So that was definitely interesting. And then another thing I got going on, I've mentioned this before, some of y'all might not have heard, but where I'm living, they decided, they have a, what they call a special taxation district, which is created under statutory law for the state of Arizona, and their whole job is to collect sewer fees. And they were blocked in 2012 because of a lawsuit. They got sued, and it blocked them from being able to collect via taxes because they were overcharging people based on their property values. So in 2015, the city of Casa Grande, of which I don't technically live in, I live in unincorporated county, started sending out letters trying to get me to sign into a contract for the sewage bill. And in this letter, they asked for social security numbers of everybody in the house. They asked for cell phone numbers, the whole gambit. So, like, if I lived in the city of Casa Grande for this $50 a month charge they want to hit me with, I would get street cleaning, I would get biweekly trash pickup, as well as the sewer bill. But in this area that I'm at right now, they don't want to offer us any of that, okay? So my property taxes, before this Desert Vista Sanitary Group thing kicked back in, were like $340. Then last year, it went up by $140, which was a charge from the county on behalf of Desert Vista Sanitary Group. And the city of Casa Grande started a year ago in September charging me. And I called them up and I said, well, where's your authority? Where's the law? I didn't sign any contract. How can you create an account in my name? I said, well, disconnect me from the sewer. You know, I don't necessarily want to be on your service. And they never cited a law. They never said exactly where their authority comes from. They just wouldn't get to it. They got to the point where they said, get a lawyer, when I was talking to them. So they started sending me notices, notice one, notice two, notice three. And again, none of these notices had any law, showed any authority or any jurisdiction. And I guess the point is, I didn't want my property taxes to go from $340 to, let's see, 50 times 12. So that's 600 plus 140. So basically, my taxes go from $300-something to $1,000-something. And I'm paying triple the price of my property taxes, which includes the roads and the schools and everything, just for sewer, and it wouldn't matter if I put a single drop down it or not. So that's why I was extremely resistant to this. And after sending me three notices, they finally sent me a certified letter, or whatever the proper terminology is, the one that if I don't receive it from the postmaster, I have to go sign for it. So I went and picked it up yesterday. And even in this letter, as I'm reading it, they threaten to put a lien on my house, but they don't say what type of lien. They don't cite a law. They don't say where their authority comes from. So I just went ahead and called them up on Tuesday, and I thought it was really funny when speaking to them. I pressed them on the issue. I said, well, it's not a banking lien because I got the house paid for. And I said, it's not a tax lien because you guys keep insisting that this is not a tax. and it's not a mechanics lien because I haven't done any contracted work with you guys, and I don't see a bunch of pipe sitting in my backyard for me to start laying in the ground, so it can't be a mechanics lien. So I asked him, what kind of lien is it? And this woman told me on the phone, she's like, I'm going to have to go consult with our attorney. Call us back in 2 days. So these people are totally full of crap. They're not acting within any sort of law. They're just trying to bully me around, and they think that I'm stupid enough to bite. So I'm going to give them a call on Friday and see what more BS they have to sling in my direction. And I told them from the very get-go, if you can show me some sort of authority or a law, I'd be more apt to pay this. But in the meantime, I don't know if I'm breaking a law by signing this paperwork. You know, I don't know if I'm self-incriminating. I don't know if I'm involving myself in a contract that I don't have to be involved with. Did you want to come up?
Oh, yeah. Hi, David. It's Katie. I was sitting outside. The wind's making a ruckus. But, yeah, I was thinking, I had to deal with something legal like that today. Anyway, you know, in the letter, it was just a form to show that we had, sold a car. Well, anyway, we sold this car back, like, I don't know, a year and a half or so ago. We've gotten toll tickets. This guy drove the thing on a toll road. They came to us, and we paid him. And anyway, just got a letter the other day. This guy's been leaving this car that he bought from us, parked out on the road. So the city of Leander is going after him. It's a code thing, you know. You know, I can't leave a whatever crap stuff. You know, you can't leave cars out on the road, blah, blah, blah. You know, it distracts from the beauty of the town, and it could be a safety hazard. So anyway, I get this letter saying, you know, your car's over here in Leander parked on the road, and we're going to tow it, and you may be fined. And I think, what? I didn't even – come on. So anyway, and I had already sent in, you know, the paperwork to have the, I guess it wasn't the title transfer. It was another one that said, you know, we don't own it. But anyway, own it anymore. Well, anyway, this gal from the office, she sends me this paperwork that I've got to fill out, you know, and it's got all these threats in there, you know, under, you know, penalties of perjury, you could be fined, blah, blah. And I thought, you know what? All they have is threat. You know what I'm saying? That's all they can do is try to put fear in you to make you, you know, hop to it. It's just like, God, I don't know, it just really hit home, you know.
Was the vehicle licensed in your name? I don't understand how they were able get you for toll tickets.
Well, there was one more form that we were supposed to send in that we didn't send in. We had a transfer. I forget what the form was called. But anyway, I thought that was enough. But apparently not. When the city of Leander, you know, looked at the plate, and we sold the car with the plates on it. Yeah, pretty stupid. Anyway, I took care of it. Well, anyway, when they went to find out, you know, who the car, you know, it shows that it's still in my name. So there was one more paper that I failed to, you know, sign and, you know, send in and all like that. So, and I forget the names of them. But anyway, just... it's always all they have is fear to get you, or going to take some of your money. You know, we might fine you. You know, if you don't remove the car, like God.
Yeah, it's quite simply violence and theft. And I'm of the opinion that government is a monopoly on the use of violence and theft, and it's the indoctrination of the people into believing that society couldn't function without empowering a small group of minorities with the right to do what we couldn't do to each other. Like, I couldn't go to your house, Katie, and point a gun at you and demand your money and expect you to do it laying down. You know what I mean? But the government functions solely on that principle that we know better than you. We're better organizers than you. We're here to respond to the crises. We're here to respond to all the problems, and we're acting in your best interest. So you need to give up a little bit of your time and a little bit of material so we can help you manage your life. That's the way that I'm kind of looking at it. And that's why, when I start thinking towards solutions, one of the solutions is cutting out as many middlemen as possible. And as an example that I put forward, what you guys had going down in Texas, I mean, there's that beautiful video of the redneck army pulling that military vehicle out of the water, you know. And if we had the middlemen out of the equation, we could afford better vehicles, better houses, multiple houses, arms and equipment and everything that we possibly needed. And if we didn't have this governmental system in the way, we would have to take responsibility for our own border security and our own national security, and we could do it the way that it was historically done before the National Guard, and that was to just have militia. So,
get rid of every one of them, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your damn money.
Exactly. And a lot of people, you'll hear the statement, it's about the money or follow the money. And I'll agree with that in most scenarios. But when you start getting real high up the food chain, they print the money. They completely understand what money is. When you start getting real high up the food chain, we're talking about the people who set the currency exchanges, the people that set the price of gold or the price of beef or the price of wheat. And to them, it's not about the money. It's about control. And in this modern day, we have something that didn't exist. Okay, back in the day, a large population, if controlled, was considered to be an asset. If you wanted to do the mining, if you wanted to fight the wars, if you wanted to do the farming or the building, you had to have a large group of people, and then that empowered your empire. But today, with technology, a digging machine can do the work of thousands. A bomb can do the work of thousands, and all this highly specialized farming equipment can do the work of thousands. So the people at the top, the ones that don't necessarily care about money because they're the ones that print it and set the exchange rates, they simply don't need us as a population. And if you start plugging that into the equation of the propaganda that you're viewing on a day-to-day basis, things start to make sense. The insanity that might drive you away from wanting to even look at the news is going to start to make sense, and then you could read between the lines and really know what they're getting at. To me, I think communism is a tool in their tool bag. It's not necessarily what they want ultimately, but when you get below that 7/8 of the way down, you got all the brainwashing and divide and conquer and chasing after the dollar and all the crap that they put us through. And communism is one of their tools for organization. But ultimately, I don't think they'd care whether they had communism or fascism or socialism or capitalism, so long as they had control over the banking system, control over the military, and an occupation force of police. So, but ultimately their goal is to reduce the human population. They can only do a hot war in so many places and get away with it. They would probably love to be able to do a hot war in the United States, but they need to set up all their pawns before that's even possible. So in the meantime, how they're doing it is they're dumbing us down and making us less valuable. You know, if you can't do simple math in your head, you're not valuable, at least not in my book. If you can't screw a board up over your windows to protect your home in Florida, in many ways, you're not valuable. So they are making us less valuable. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our water. They're potentially releasing all sorts of crazy electromagnetic frequencies that disturb us. They're force vaccinating us with products that a product called thimerosal. And if you're unfamiliar with thimerosal, it's a combination of mercury and formaldehyde. And you can go ask any of the nurses giving out flu shots what that is, and they'll all tell you, oh, well, it's a preservative. And then if you sit there and press them on them, they'll tell you, yeah, well, it's mercury and formaldehyde. So, yeah, they're putting mercury and formaldehyde into your brand new, beautiful child. So, yeah, these people are disgusting. And like I said, let's cut out all the middlemen. Let's DIY as much as possible. Do it yourself. You know, if you can't necessarily do it, maybe get your neighbor to do it for you and you do something else for them. But let's cut out as many middlemen as possible. Did you have any thoughts you wanted to put out before I get into the articles, Katie? Or anybody else?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, David. And it's like Henry always says, they don't give a shit if you get up in the morning. And once you get to that point and you recognize it, like you said, if you go to the top and you look at the top and you recognize, you know, their goal is to, you know, depopulize the planet. They don't care about you. Nobody cares. None of them care about you, no matter what they say, none. And that the only way that you're going to take care of them is, you know, a hot war, just killing them out of here, period.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to go down with a fight. I think every group we're battling is not going to go down without a fight. So when you see people that only believe that a peaceful solution will work, I disagree. We can be peaceful.
I disagree.
Exactly. We can be peaceful to the point where the moral high ground becomes obvious. That's what we really need. We need them to do something so stupid that the moral high ground becomes obvious to the dumbest of the dumbest of the dumb. And once that happens, it's game over for them. And that's why they can't do a straight up military occupation of the United States. They can get away with it a little bit during a natural disaster. And if you look at what's going on in the territory of the U.S. Virgin Islands, they'll definitely attack us from the exterior, but they're not going to hit the continental U.S. with straight-up martial law and straight-up tyranny without some sort of an emergency or a distraction. And they're definitely not going to start shelling cities with missiles like we're seeing in the Ukraine, because they don't have the divide and conquer yet that would give them the perceived moral high ground to do that. Not saying that they would have it, but we got to realize that they're in a propaganda game where they have to maintain the illusion of benevolence. The minute they give that up, we can just go full force and stomp them into the ground. But until then, they have to tiptoe around us and they have to propagandize everybody. And I'm of the belief that they need to use policing, not warfare, but more policing style efforts to control and contain us. Any more thoughts?
No, no, you summed it up real well. It's I would say that, you know, they've already, in my book, they've already, you know, come flat out. I mean, I look at 9/11, I mean, and way before that, but 9/11 was they should all be hung, shot. I mean, you know, they played their card in my book.
Yeah, killing 3,000 plus people and poisoning, I don't even know how many people breathed in that stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's no mm-hmm. way to look at that situation other than a false flag or a cover up or an inside job. You know, it could be it's all three at the same time. Real simple. Even if you want to deny the way those buildings came down, look at the dust that's being thrown from those buildings. It's called a pyroclastic flow. If you go look up Mount St. Helens, you see the exact same thing. And the driving principle behind it is you have dust, okay? You have a silica dust, like stone dust or concrete dust. In the case of the towers, the entirety of the building was pulverized. So what you're seeing is concrete and ceiling tiles and wallboard and all the materials that made up the inside of that trade center pulverized and heated up so hot that this pyroclastic flow could go all the way across the river to New Jersey. So, yeah, what you're seeing there was not, caused by open air kerosene or jet fuel fires that compromised a section of the building. If that was the case, you would have saw the top of the building kind of twist a little bit and fall off one side to the other. You wouldn't have seen the building basically explode and go down to the mm-hmm. ground through the path of most resistance. But I'm probably mm-hmm. preaching yeah. to the choir bringing that up on here, but who knows?
That was great. I didn't know about that. Yeah, that it flowed into the whatever New Jersey. But yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna get off here and listen to you on air.
All right, Katie. Thank you. I appreciate you coming up. So yeah, this article is sent to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com for discussion. It's coming from Fox 10 News. It's titled "Elementary School Principal in Apache Junction Arrested, Accused of Luring Teen Girls Online." And these pedophiles have been jumping from the playground to the internet, folks. So I would keep your kids off of the internet. Make the use of the internet very, very limited. I do not think it's a safe place for children. Pinal County, Arizona. Okay, so it wasn't in Maricopa. So I was wrong about that. Officials with the Pinal County Sheriff's Office announced Tuesday the arrest of a 59-year-old school principal in Apache Junction accused of luring teen girls online. According to a statement released by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office Tuesday afternoon, Carol Judd Wagner, the Carl Judd Wagner, the principal for Four Peaks Elementary School, was arrested near the school early Tuesday morning and is charged with alleged luring and alleged aggravated luring of a minor. According to the statement, Wagner posted ads soliciting teen girls to go skinny dipping with him at his home. Detectives with the Pinal County Sheriff's Office Sex Crimes Unit reportedly conducted an undercover investigation posing as a 14-year-old girl after spotting one of Wagner's ads. Wagner, according to the sheriff's office officials, allegedly engaged in sexually inappropriate conversations and discussed engaging in sexual acts with the undercover detective and provided sexually explicit photos. This was not something that was a one-time thing, said Pinal County Sheriff's Mark Lamb. He was actively doing this. According to Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb, Wagner allegedly posted ads online up until this past week soliciting young girls for sex. Wagner, according to the statement, allegedly admitted to his involvement in the cast with investigators. After news of Wagner's arrest broke, officials with the Apache Junction Unified School District released a copy of a letter that was sent home with students at Four Peaks Elementary School. Now, if you go to the actual article through FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, you can find a copy, a PDF copy of this letter. And one thing I found interesting about it is in nowhere in this letter does it include what this man is accused of doing, or any information about what he got in trouble for. It just says, oh, in light of the XYZ and blah, 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 we, you know. And he's still getting paid, and he's still on paid leave, too. So good for him, right? So why are they giving cover to this guy? Why are they giving him money throughout this process? I don't really understand. In fact, I have a friend, Carrie, and her daughter, who I brought up on my show, and they talked about all the crazy sexual misconduct going on in their corner of Pinal County in Florence. According to the letter, Wagner began working for an Apache Junction Unified School District on July 18th, and he had moved to the area from Texas. Officials said prior to offering Wagner his position, the school district conducted all background checks requested by law and found no prior arrests or criminal history. One thing I think is interesting for people in school factory, they don't drug test them. Not that, you know, I would really see drug testing as a good thing, per se, but they don't drug test these people, which I find to be quite interesting because there's so many other fields of work where you do get drug tested. But every teacher I've ever known, and I've posed this question to, always tells me, yeah, there's no drug testing. Anyway, at this time, school district officials, Wagner is still an employee with the district, but is not performing any job duties. Officials also said they have no reason to believe that Wagner engaged in any improper conduct with the students within the school district. School district officials also announced the appointment of Chad Cantrell, assistant principal at Cactus Canyon Junior High, as Four Peaks Elementary's acting principal. Parents, meanwhile, said they are concerned, and rightly so. So again, with this whole public school thing, do you really know who you're sending your children to each day that they go to school? Do you really know who these people are or what their intentions are or why they got into this field of work? I would say if you have the opportunity to pull your kids out of a public school, do it. If you don't have the opportunity to pull your kids out of a public school, I would say go to every damn teacher's meeting there is, and you look these people in the eye, and you judge their character, and you use their gut. And when they start saying or doing goofy things, you don't even hesitate. You get on them like white on rice. And if something goes on with your kid, or they're screwing with your kid, you know what? Bring it to the alternative media. Bring it to the mainstream media. Get it out there for everybody to hear. And with that said, we've reached our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to It's Time to Break Free, live on PBFTT, and I'm your host, David Matthew Rock. We'll be back in about 8 minutes.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crème de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
It's Time to Break Free is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, David Matthew Rock. It is 1:34 p.m. Arizona Mountain Time. And I decided to skip the last song just to give myself a little bit more time here. So let's get into this second article. It's posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com for discussion. This one's coming from the Daily Star out of Tucson. Ex-teacher at Chola High Magnet School sentenced in sex offense. Let's get into it. An ex-teacher at Chola High Magnet School was sentenced Tuesday in a case involving inappropriate conduct with a student in 2016. Under a plea agreement, Pima County Superior Court Judge Deborah Bernini sentenced Eddie Rodriguez to 3 years probation for aggravated assault on an incapacitated victim, said Crisan Legalbo, a court spokesman. Rodriguez is not eligible for early termination. He was also not ordered to register as a sex offender, but if he violates his probation, a judge could decide otherwise. It's kind of interesting. They're not telling you exactly what went down. This guy just gets 3 years of probation, and he gets three years of probation with no jail time and no registration as a sex offender. But he is being convicted of aggravated assault on an incapacitated victim. So what's the deal, Tucson Daily Star? Why are you giving cover to this individual? Let's see, what else does it say? In October 2016, police were called to Chola, and they give an address, where a 15-year-old student reported that Rodriguez made sexual contact with her while on campus. Rodriguez was arrested on a sexual abuse charge. At the time, district officials placed Rodriguez on administrative leave. So, get your kids out of public school. If you have the ability to do so, get them out of public school. And if not, you know what? Keep these people under the microscope. Take the time to learn who the teachers are, who the administrative faculty are. Take the time to talk to your children. You know, befriend your children in such a way where they won't be afraid to tell you what's going on. I know a lot of children are afraid to tell their parents when these types of things happen. But we got a bunch of other really interesting short articles lined up, and we're just going to go ahead and get right into them. This one's posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com for discussion. It's coming from National Public Radio, and it's titled, Lee Relative Who Denounced White Supremacy Resigns as a Pastor of North Carolina Church. And I kind of question whether they told him to step down or not. When it reads, the way it reads, it kind of looks to me like they told him to step down, which is probably the case. A descendant of a nephew of Confederate General Robert E. Lee announced yesterday that he had resigned as pastor of his church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Robert Wright Lee IV, I believe, who came to national attention denouncing his relative legacy on NPR and elsewhere, said he made the decision after Bethany United Church of Christ moved to vote on his tenure there. We are called by God to speak out against hate and evil in many forms, he wrote in a blog post. There are so many good things going on with this congregation that I do not want my fight to detract from the mission. If the recent media attention causes concern with my church, I reluctantly offer my resignation. Well, it sounds like if they were going to vote on your tenure, that they were probably getting ready to can your ass. And that's part of boycotting people. When people do this crap like this, when they crawl out of the woodwork with this commie BS, you boycott them. You're not going to help them no more. You're not going to lend them any money anymore. You're not going to go over their house on Saturday and grill up hot dogs like everything's okay. You boycott them. Be like, well, that's how you are. I'm done with you. After weeks after violence rocked Charlottesville. Oh, my God. It rocked Charlottesville. NPR's Weekend Edition. You know what? We don't have to get too deep into this. It's on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. I got the headline to you. That's all that was really needing to be done. Anyway, this one's posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com for discussion. It's coming from Reuters. It's titled, New York to File Lawsuit Protecting DACA Beneficiaries. And they're just right in line with a long group of state, county, and city governments that are creating laws to protect these illegals. So if you live in one of these cities, I'd consider getting out. You know, boycott that city. Make sure that city doesn't get another dime in taxpayer money, and they can go ahead and fill themselves up with illegals and see how their city runs afterwards. Obviously, our government is not planning on shutting the illegal immigration down. They're getting these trucks over the border as much as they like, and they haven't put the border patrol down on the border, got them off these checkpoints upwards of 100 miles away from the border, put them down on the border, have them do their damn job, or propose any kind of a solution, like making these people who are coming over here legally to, you know, visit or whatever, making them drop some cash off at the border. You want to come over here, drop off $5,000, and if you're not back here in X amount of days to collect, we put a bounty on your ass. You know, there's many ways to skin the cat, and the people that are running the show definitely ain't doing it. They have an invested interest in this border being open. Okay. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman speaks at a rally protesting the planned dissolution of DACA in Manhattan, New York City, U.S., September 5th, 2017. New York Reuters, Donald Trump's decision to end protections as benefits of young people, and he didn't even decide to do that, ladies and gentlemen. He just postponed it 6 months and put it on the in the hands of the Congress. So this is all bullshit to begin with. This is all just divide and conquer, left-right compromise in the middle, BS. Okay, so benefits for young people who were brought into the United States illegally as children faces legal challenges from New York and other states. New York Attorney General Eric T. Schneiderman will announce a multi-state lawsuit to protect beneficiaries of the Deferred Action of Childhood Arrivals Program at a news conference at 2:15 p.m., 8:15 GMT, on Wednesday, his office said in a statement. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, along with the state's Governor Jay Inslee, also said that they will be announcing a lawsuit later on Wednesday. The New York Attorney General's office confirmed Washington is part of the same action. So, yeah, there's some more names for you to put on the list. These are the people that need to be thrown into a wood chipper feet first. Just buzzed right out the other side into a pile of mush. I think that's how you should treat the people usurping our country. Okay, so we got another one posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com for discussion. Again, from Reuters. This one's titled, Bank of Canada Raises Rates, Says Future Moves Guided by Data and Markets. Okay, so Bank of Canada, that's the equivalent of the Canadian Federal Reserve. That's the Canadian Central Bank. Ottawa. The Bank of Canada raised interest rates on Wednesday, surprising many, and said future moves will be guided by economic data, financial market developments, and the sensitivity of indebted households to higher rates. The 25 basis point increase to 1% followed a hike in July and puts Canada ahead of the curve in returning borrowing costs to more normal levels after they were slashed due to the 2007-2009 financial crisis. While the U.S. Federal Reserve has begun tightening its pace, has been even slower. So what I'm kind of gathering from this is they're going to stop making loans easy. They're going to increase the interest rate and make it more difficult for loans to go out at some point. It's happening in Canada first, so it's to be expected in the U.S. And you know what? You might want to, if you're looking to sell your home, now might be the time to do it, because in the future, there might not be very many American nationals with enough extra money that want to purchase your home, you know, your modest home. So if you're thinking about selling, now might be the time to do it. But then again, I'm not an economist, so, you know, do your own research. The Bank of Canada said the hike was warranted given unexpectedly strong GDP growth in the second quarter and the bank's view that growth is becoming more broadly based and self-sustaining with robust consumer spending and solid job and income growth.
Bullshit.
Future rate moves are not predetermined and will be guided by economic data and financial market developments as they inform the outlook for inflation, the bank said in a statement. Well, who said that? Why don't we get to know this person's name? Why does it just come from the bank and not an individual? Particular focus will be given to the evolution of the economy's potential and to labor market conditions. Furthermore, giving elevated household indebtedness close attention will be paid to the sensitivity of the economy to higher interest rates, it said. Now, people, if you can get out of debt, do it, man. That's the last thing you want to be in is debt. And if you can avoid getting into debt in the future, don't buy the brand new car. Don't buy the house that you can't afford. Do whatever it takes to not give these banks anything, okay? We're keeping them alive by getting involved with them. Canadian household debt is near record levels, and a recent drop in house sales and prices in Toronto, Canada's biggest city, has some analysts worried that higher rates will hurt consumers and spur a broader housing market correction. And yeah, that would mean that they're going to pop a bubble. They're going to grow the bubble, they're going to pop the bubble, and that's how they work. That's how they take control. Every time they pop, a bubble, the prices of everything get reassessed, and they go buy stuff up dirt cheap. The central bank said that while inflation remains below the 2% target, which is the same in the United States, mind you, there has been a slight increase in both total CPI, which I don't know what that means, and the bank's core measurements of inflation. Consistent with the dissipating negative impact of temporary price shocks and the absorption of economic slack. So why do we need this big, gigantic institution of banking conglomerates that's just maintained by a small, unelected council? Why are we allowing these people to dominate us? Why are we allowing them to be the middleman? Why do we have to function on their currency? Why do we even have to function on a government currency? Why can't we come up with our own private currencies where if one is starting to go bad because the people who put it out there are becoming corrupt, you can buy out of that currency and get away from it wholesale. Or you can just refuse to work for it. I'm not going to accept that in trade. They have too much goofy stuff, too much Enron-type stuff going on. I'm not accepting that currency. And if we had these multiple competing currencies, I think the currency market would be much more honest. But then again, the average person would need to understand what currency actually is. And I mean, I guess you're never going to get it through the mainstream media. Anyway, the housing market appears to be cooling in some markets, while there has been more widespread strength in business investments and in exports, the bank noted. Yeah, it's because you're consolidating all your wealth and you got all your regulations to block everybody. And the big boys can, yeah, they can take on more market share and they can import till the cows come home because they got all the lobbying potential. And the people in the government go from government jobs to private business jobs working for the same institutions that lobbied them when they were in government. And they turn around and go right back into the government sector. And anyway, this article is almost over. It doesn't really say much more. Let's get on to the next one. This one's posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com for discussion. It's coming out of Reuters again. I don't know why they had so many interesting articles today, but they did. U.S. military says airstrike in Somalia kills three Al-Shabaab fighters. So I didn't know we were striking North Africa. Apparently we're bombing North Africa. Are you happy bombing brown people and paying for it? I sure as crap ain't. You know what I mean? We should stop messing with all these countries. The people in Africa need to fix Africa. They need to get together, learn how to grow food, learn how to produce something, and stop killing each other over stupid stuff and build a freaking nation. We don't need to be over there bombing these Islamist militant forces that we're creating and backing. The U.S. military killed three members of the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab in an airstrike in Somalia conducted with government forces, the U.S. Africa Command said on Wednesday. Tuesday's strike took place in Bay region, some 75 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu, and also involved help from peace groupers from the African Union mission in Somalia. And to my understanding, the African Union is just the United Nations, but I could be wrong on that. The Department of the Defense conducted a precision airstrike in central Somalia against Al-Shabaab militants on September 5th at approximately 9:50 a.m. local Somalia time, killing three terrorists, it said. Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda, has lost control of most of Somalia's cities and towns since it was pushed out of Mogadishu in 2011. It retains a strong presence in parts of the south and center and carries out gun and bomb attacks. The group aims to topple the government, drive out the African Union peacekeeping troops, and impose its own harsh interpretation of Islamic law, blah, 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 blah. I don't really care who's in power in Africa. As long as they're not coming over here and starting problems, it's Africa's freaking problem. So, yeah, we're apparently bombing Somalia on yours and my dime, so... You know, if you were to boycott the IRS, I wouldn't blame you because I sure as shit don't want to, or excuse my language, I sure as hell don't want to have to pay for any of this stuff. Okay, so we got another article posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com for discussion. This one's coming from the Los Angeles Times, and it's titled California Lawmakers Act to Name a Stretch of I-34 Freeway in Honor of Former President Obama. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? And I don't know if you can call Obama a president. Through my research, in my understanding, in the photographs and documents that I've looked at, his father is Frank Marshall Davis, a communist journalist, photographer, and somebody's interested in jazz music. He don't play it. I can't think of the actual term. But anyway, this gentleman took pictures of Obama's mama and put them in a catalog, a nudie catalog. So there's topless pictures of Obama's mama in these catalogs. And when you look at this communist, Frank Marshall Davis, right alongside Obama, they're a spitting image of each other. They have many of the same facial features and build. And when you look through the quotes in Obama's Dreams of My Father, he talks about this communist who came out of Chicago and went and moved to Honolulu, Frank Marshall Davis, as being one of his advisors. So anyway, President Obama is a questionable individual. Chances are he's not officially who he says he is. I don't know if he's an American citizen or not, but you can't get a job as president on forged documentation and call it a legitimate presidency. And it wasn't only his birth certificate that was forged. It was also the Social Security numbers that were tied to him. His birth certificate, as presented from WhiteHouse.gov, when you loaded the file into a document editing program like Adobe Photoshop or GIMP or others, you could see all of the edited layers intact. The majority in the body of the document was a color scan, which caused chromatic aberration, where you see a little bit of red. When you see a lot of contrast between black and white, you see a little bit of red on one side and a little bit of blue on the other side, and that's caused by the lens that was used to scan the document. But the changes, the adaptations in the document were 100% black and white and had sharp edges. They were digitally done. They were not a color scan, and they could all be pulled apart. And the only reason the government would do this is to laugh in your face and to let all of the intelligence agencies around the world know that the United States has been usurped, that they put a man in office who was not who he said he is, and he hasn't shown his official documents, and his father isn't who he says he is, and it's basically just pissing in all of our faces. And one of the reasons I knew Trump was full of crap is Trump was campaigning for the release of this birth certificate, but the moment, the day of when the birth certificate was released, Trump rescinded and said, I guess I was wrong, and that's the end of that, and then he just disappeared. So I knew Trump was absolutely full of shit and getting involved in all this political garbage going all the way back to 2011. So anyway, screw reading the details on this stupid article. Who really gives a crap about California? That whole state is pretty much lost cause. You know, if you can get out of the major metropolitan areas and get out to the country and strengthen those communities, do it. If you can get to a different state, do it. You know, that's what I did with New York. I'll never give another penny to New York. I will never give them another dime in taxation. I am completely done with them. They have proved themselves to be fascistic and communist and all the other ists and isms out there. They seek to dominate their own people and destroy their state. So, yeah, boycott them. Okay, so we got another one posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. This one's coming from Reuters as well, and it's titled, China's Military Practices for Surprise Attack Overseas Near Korea. Beijing. China's Air Force has carried out exercises near the Korean Peninsula, practicing to defend a surprise attack coming from over the sea. Chinese state media reported an anti-aircraft defense battalion carried out the exercise early on Tuesday near the Bohai Sea, the innermost gulf of the Yellow Sea that separates China from the peninsula, an official military website reported. Troops traveled to the site from central China before immediately beginning drills to fend off the surprise attack, simulating real battle, it said. The troops' rapid response capabilities and other combat levels have effectively been tested, it said. It was the first time certain weapons, which it did not identify, had been used to shoot down low-altitude targets coming over the sea, without elaborating. China's defense ministry did not immediately respond to a faxed request for comment. The exercise came days after North Korea carried out its sixth and largest nuclear test of an advanced hydrogen bomb, and there is mounting concern internationally that the country plans more weapons tests, possibly a long-range missile. And none of this really makes sense to me. Why would the Korean nation, I understand that it needs to defend its country and it's surrounded by enemies and it needs to have a show of strength to keep the enemies at bay. But if it pushes too far, it's asking for suicide. So I have to question what's really going on here. They've been pushing this whole North Korea thing for a long time, yet nothing has ever seemed to happen. And, last week when they said a rocket streamed over Japan, we put a call out on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com to identify that through video or photographic evidence or anything, and we weren't able to come up with it. So until we get somebody that can translate Korean or Japanese or Chinese, I would take all of these articles with a grain of salt, try to read between the lines, because it's just really hard to say what the hell's actually going on or what's going to come from it. Okay, so we got an article posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com by Galene. It's titled, Charlottesville Council Votes to Remove Confederate Statue After a Tense Hearing. This one's coming from NBC News. And we don't need to get into any of the details of the article, but basically that whole Unite the Right and everything that we saw that went down in Charlottesville absolutely failed to protect any of these monuments. So that's that in a nutshell. And anybody that's taken a good look at what happened in Charlottesville is going to know that much of what we saw there was a false flag, and at bare minimum, both sides were bought and played for, or paid for. And when it really comes down to it, there's a good chance that nobody ever even died. That Heather Heyer is probably not her real name, and she's alive. And the mother, Susan Breaux, who was also seen at Sandy Hook, that's not her real name. She didn't lose her daughter, and they're all full of crap. And what they're doing is trying to get us to do something stupid and lose our moral high ground. Now, we're not going to have a chance to get into this article, but I found it to be quite interesting because all it is trying to push the divide and conquer. It's posted at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It's coming from the Wall Street Journal. It's titled, Political Divisions in U.S. Are Widening, Long-Lasting Polls Show. Or shows. So anyway, we're not going to have time to read it. But I'm going to question all of these polls. In many ways, I think even if you didn't give the honest poll and you just threw a number out there, what you're really doing is you're trying to convince the public that these numbers are legit and that this is what the majority of your neighbors are thinking and feeling. I think that's what has much of what's been going on in these polls, that has much more to do with it than actual true scientific fact. What's the chance of having so many election cycles that are flipped in this 51-49 53-47 ratio, you know? And I think that plays into the whole divide and conquer. And I want to question, you know, when they say Democrats, Republicans, and independents in this poll, are we talking about people who are actually, you know, signed up and I can't think of the exact term, when you're signed on for a particular party or a group, is that the only people they've interviewed? You know, and if that's the case, these poll numbers even mean anything? And let's talk about the reality of what's going on in today's Big Brother society. Google and Facebook know what you are thinking in real time. When you put your comments in, when you choose what to click on, what not to click on, or how quickly you click away from something, Google and Facebook can study us in real time. If there's any institutions out there that have a good clue what the numbers are, they're the ones. And I guarantee you, they probably don't like the numbers that they see. I guarantee you the majority of this American and human family does not want tyranny. And with that said, we've reached the end of the hour. I'm your host, David Matthew Rock. You're listening to It's Time to Break Free, live on PBFTT. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. So until then, you enjoy the rest of your day.